Hey there, wild one. Close your eyes for a moment and picture this. It's Christmas Eve. Snow, or at least the idea of snow, is lightly falling. The lights are low. There's a blanket thrown over every lap. And every person in the room with you is holding a book. No rush, no noise. Just sipping hot cocoa quietly in the turning of pages. In Iceland, this night has a name. They call it Jólabókaflóð, the Christmas book flood. It's a tradition where families exchange books on Christmas Eve, sip hot chocolate, and spend the night reading together. It's simple, cozy, and deeply human. Today, on the Wildfire Almanac, we're exploring the heart, history, and magic of this winter ritual, and how you can bring it into your own home. Whether you're going to follow the exact Icelandic tradition or create your own version of a book-filled winter night. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. Before we dig into the real life version, let's step back for a moment. Because the story of how this tradition began is part of the charm. Jólabókaflóð began during World War II, when most goods were rationed, everything except for paper. So books became the perfect Christmas gift. They were meaningful, useful, and affordable. Over time, exchanging books on Christmas Eve became a beloved national ritual. To this day, Iceland sends a holiday book catalog to every household, and families gather on Christmas Eve to read together. I love that in a world that rewards busyness, Iceland intentionally built a tradition around slowing down. And while the history is beautiful, what I love even more is how the tradition feels inside of an actual home. Last year was our very first Jólabókaflóð as a family. I learned about the concept from Read Aloud Revival, and I didn't know what to expect when trying it in our own home. My kids didn't really know what to expect either. All they knew was that I was going to gift each of them a book, and we were going to eat chocolate, and we would spend the night together reading. We have almost 100 Christmas books, and they tried to get me to read as many as I could. They loved it. Something softened. The house felt calmer, like winter came in and wrapped itself around us in the most gentle way. And honestly, my kids told me it was their favorite Christmas tradition that we've ever done. And it was mine too. It was so simple. Books, blankets, and the permission to do nothing but read. And as someone who deeply loves stories, it felt like a tradition that honored something essential in us: curiosity, imagination, and stillness. And because this episode is releasing on December 24th, let's talk about what's going on in our home right now and what we're doing differently this year. It starts with the kids wanted it to be a whole day of reading, not just a night. So this year, we're celebrating our second year of Jólabókaflóð, and the kids and I are genuinely really, really excited. I have a fun, special book wrapped for each person in the wolf pack that's under the tree that they get to open for Jólabókaflóð. That'll be the book that they get to read for Dirt. Dirt is our daily independent reading time. And that's when the baby will nap, and so we'll all have an hour or so to read our books by ourselves. But they want a charcuterie board set up, and so I've got a rotation of nuts and trail mix and popcorn and meats and cheeses and crackers and fruits. And of course, chocolates and Christmas cookies. And tonight we're going to set up a hot cocoa bar and have some soup bowls. No cooking for me today. Just slow reading, cuddling. I might even sneak in a nap. And we're leaning in again to this quiet, cozy way of marking the holiday, which feels so aligned with the winter season. So if you're worried about doing this, you don't have to do Yolo Boko Flood correctly or right. There's no right, correct way. And you don't have to do it on Christmas Eve. There's only what fits your life and your energy right now. But, and this is important, if you're hearing this and you feel maxed out, or maybe you're driving home late, or maybe you're listening to this episode after the holidays, don't stress. You can be thinking, okay, how do I start this? I like the concept or the idea of it. So let's walk through a few simple ways that you can bring this tradition into your home. You can pick any night in December, or even a night in January when winter's feeling really long. Or you could have it once a month as a family reading night. Some people wrap 12 books for the 12 days of Christmas, or 24 books, one for each day of Advent, and they open one like an Advent calendar or one a day. I just kind of have our whole book stash out the entire month of December. And some people do that and they call it the Feast of Books. So what type of books are we talking about reading and gifting? Do they all have to be new? No. Library books count. Used books count. Books you already own absolutely count. All you need is a book, a blanket, a warm drink, and optional but encouraged is chocolate bars. Because yeah, that's a fun part of the Icelandic tradition. And you need just the willingness to slow down. So if this tradition sparks something in you, if listening to this is making you wonder how to bring more books, more curiosity, more coziness into your home year-round, let me point you toward a few resources that pair beautifully with Yolo Boko Flood. I've done episodes on raising a reader and building a home library, and those conversations can help you think about reading, not just as a hobby, but as a part of your family culture. I also curate book lists on bookshop.org, which include winter books, fall books, Christmas picture books, chapter books are our favorite read alouds, books that are on my nightstand, all ones that we've truly read and loved. And they're all linked in the show notes if you want help picking books for your own book flood or even just a reading list. And inside the Wild and Rooted seasonal journal and planners that I've come out with, there's a seasonal reading challenge for every single season. They're all different. It's one of my favorite pieces of the planner because it's just a gentle way to keep the spirit of Yolo Boko Flood alive all year long. Winter has its own cozy challenge, but spring and summer and autumn will each invite you into a different kind of reading rhythm too. These are resources, things that I've built because reading is such a central part of our home, and I love sharing that with you. But beyond the cocoa and the blankets, I think what draws us to this tradition is something much deeper. Books quiet us. They expand us. They help us see the world and ourselves a little more clearly. In a season that can feel frantic and overfull, Yolo Boko Flood gives us permission to slow down, to sink in, to remember what actually matters. It's not about performing the perfect holiday. It's about creating moments of calm and connection inside of it. And that, I think, is why this tradition feels so good to me and my family. So here's my invitation for you this winter. Pick a night. choose a book or a stack of them, make some cocoa, and let yourselves fall into a quiet tradition to shape generations of Icelandic families. You don't need perfection. You don't need matching pajamas. You don't even need new books. What matters is the pause, the presence, the choosing of stories as a way to warm the season from the inside out. If you want help finding the right book for your book flood night, or if you want to keep nurturing reading in your home, all the resources I mentioned, the book lists, the reading episodes, everything, they're waiting for you in the show notes. So as we wrap up, here's my little blessing for you tonight. Choose a book that you've been excited to dig into. Crawl under a blanket, pour something warm, and let yourself enter a story that makes winter feel softer. Whether it's your first book flood or your 10th, whether your kids are sitting still or wiggling the whole time, whether you read one chapter or you fall asleep three pages in, you're creating something beautiful. A ritual of quiet, a memory of warmth and connection. You're celebrating stories. Until next time, may your night be full of books worth holding close. Merry Christmas Eve, my friends.